two horses were euthanized at the Humboldt County Fair, making 2024 one of the deadliest on record for horse racing locally. And the California Horse Racing Board has described their deaths as preventable. The 128th Humboldt County Fair in Ferndale took place August 21st through September 8th and featured 8 total days or 3 weekends of equine events, with approximately 60 races and over 300 starts, which in horse racing culture means the individual instances of a horse beginning a race, as some horses race multiple times throughout the event. But for 2 horses, it was their last. 6-year-old mare Arctic Fire died on opening day, and 12-year-old quarter horse Visual Display, who died on September 4th after his second race.
Humboldt County Fair, let's go racing! And we're off!
The audio you hear in the background is from Visual Display's final race. And following its completion, he would become the 55th horse death reported in the state of California during the 2024 racing season. KEMA News reached out to the Humboldt County Fair, and Moria Kenny, the chief executive officer, confirmed via email that both horses were euthanized during the 2024 fair meet in Ferndale. She stated that both Arctic Fire and Visual Display sustained a musculoskeletal injury during their race, and in both cases, state veterinarians stated that the prognosis warranted euthanization. And although it's underreported, horse euthanizations at Ferndale are not new. Though there are relatively few fatalities across the years, with some stretches of zero fatalities in certain periods. Since 1994, there have been a total of 24 horse deaths at the Ferndale Fair. Over time, the fatalities appear sporadic, with some years having none and others showing isolated incidents of 1 or 2 deaths, with higher concentration of fatalities in the late 1990s to early 2000s. Compared to more recent years. The organization that oversees and regulates thoroughbred horse racing in the United States, the Jockey Club, has an equine injury database that tracks racehorse injuries and fatalities across North American racetracks. Part of this effort is the Horse Race Fatality Statistics that provides data on the numbers of racehorse fatalities per 1,000 starts. The data is collected and aims to improve safety by identifying trends and implementing preventative measures. But their current rate of racing-related fatality per 1,000 starts is 1.32. Comparing their metrics to Ferndale, it shows a percentage significantly higher than the national average, approximately 5.5% higher. And the California Horse Racing Board has taken note and examined this year's races as part of an ongoing investigation. And they will be writing new rules for horse races that take place at county fairs as a result of the Ferndale deaths.
My name is Mike Martin. I am a representative of the CHRB.
CHRB, or the California Horse Racing Board, is a regulatory body responsible for overseeing horse racing in the state of California. The CHRB was established in 1933 and works to regulate, protect, and promote horse racing in the state.
Through the years, they were focused mostly on protecting the public, the security of the wagering system, and that type of activity. In recent years, and they were always concerned about fatalities of horses, but in the last 5 years, they've tripled down on dealing with the horse health.
Over the last 90 years of the CHRB's existence, its chairman's goals have always been financially driven, which was clear from the records we read dating all the way back to the late 1930s. In fact, their annual report didn't total horse fatalities until the 90s. But a major cultural shift occurred in 2019.
To a larger degree, because Governor Newsom appointed former racetrack veterinarian to be chairman of the board, Dr. Gregory Ferraro, who, after years of practice, is intimately familiar with what goes on in the backside and how things work and how they don't work. Things that you and I wouldn't think of, like you can't inject a fetlock joint, you know, within an X number of days of a race. I mean, I know nothing about fetlock joints, right? And nor do you, but he does. And he knows that, he knows the type of things that you have to aim at to reduce fatalities. And he's done a remarkable job with the cooperation of the board and the industry.
Dr. Ferraro stated that he accepted the governor's nomination to the board to make a difference in horse racing culture and safeguard the animal athletes. That shift in tone was noted in Dr. Ferraro's first annual report, where instead of focusing on the business side of horse racing, he lambasted, calling for new cultural norms when it comes to equine health in horse racing, and listed the new legislation and recommendations that would be moving forward to protect horses. Martin explained that these new shifts have seen a 55% reduction in equine fatalities over the last 2 years.
That's a remarkable achievement.
But he notes,
it's not the end of the effort. I mean, there's still too many deaths, as you know very well, two at Ferndale recently. But the number's been greatly reduced. And you can't always anticipate what's going to happen. I mean, even a brilliant mind like Dr. Ferraro can't anticipate everything. And an example of that is visual display, the horse that was euthanized on September 1st there at Ferndale.
He stated that the board looks at each fatality and tries to determine if it could have been avoided and if new regulations could prevent similar scenarios.
By rule, every fatality results in a meeting, a conference, a gathering of all the principals. Our own people, Dr. Blaya, our official veterinarian, our investigators, the trainer of the horse, and the owner of the horse, and the veterinarian that treats that horse, they all get together and look at the circumstances. And if there is anything there, the appropriate action is taken.
The CHRB completed an investigation into the death of the 12-year-old quarter horse visual display. And as a result, a new rule is likely forthcoming.
12 years old, racing at 12, to our surprise. And so now our equine medical director that I mentioned to you is proposing a rule to limit the age of horses when they can run at fairs. I don't know if that age limit would be 8 or 9 or 10, but you certainly won't see a 12-year-old racing once that goes into effect. And that's what I'm talking about. You can't anticipate everything, and you learn by experience, and then you see a problem and then you deal with it. And that's how we continue to lower that number of fatalities. Like I say, we're not there yet, but we keep chipping away at it to try to reduce that number.
As of news time, the death of 57 equine athletes have been recorded in California. Martin says 34 of which are due to musculoskeletal injuries, like broken bones and fractures.
The number we key in on is the ones that are preventable, as the two at Ferndale would be included in that list, racing and training injuries, what we call musculoskeletal injuries. Those are the types of injuries that we are focusing on, those that occur during strenuous exercise, training, and racing. And that number for the year is 34 right now.
The CHRB believes that the injuries sustained by the horses at Ferndale were preventable and that the regulatory agency is seeking to address them.
One thing that's going to occur, we're going to limit the age of horses that can race. I mean, that's how we operate. We can't always anticipate everything, but once we see a need, we deal with it. And that's something that our executive director, Scott Cheney, our equine medical director, Jeff Blair, our chairman, Greg Ferraro, and the other commissioners, they're very concerned about all that, and they're very committed to reducing those injuries.
But the group Kill Racing, Not Horses isn't convinced.
I know Mike Martin, and he's paid to be disingenuous.
That last voice was Martha Sullivan.
And I'm one of the co-organizers of Kill Racing Not Horses, which is a kind of a loose network of volunteers throughout the state. And our purpose is to educate the public about the cruelty of live horse racing and to end live horse racing. And our focus is on California.
Sullivan has been keeping tabs of all the races across the state, including at Ferndale. Notably, Kill Racing Not Horses was the only organization to publicly announce the deaths of Arctic Fire and Visual Display.
In the case of Visual Display, who was the second horse to die racing at Ferndale, he had been raced, that was his third time being raced this summer. And before that, the last time he was raced was 7 years ago. So this was a 12-year-old quarter horse who wasn't raced for 7 years and then for whatever reason was brought out to race this summer, probably because Ferndale had very small field for its races this year. They traditionally do, and they were very small this year. So I'm sure there was a lot of pressure to get whatever horses they could out to those races, and Visual Display paid for it with his life.
In the videos of the races, Arctic Fire and Visual Display finished last in their final races. The California Authority of Racing Fairs confirmed that Arctic Fire broke her ankle racing and was euthanized. As for Visual Display, the only information that has been released to the public is that he had a musculoskeletal injury, which are common and costly in performance horses. And although treatment is an option, Sullivan says,
if a horse is injured, an owner, we know for a fact that the owner considers whether it's worth it to them to do anything or whether it's more economic for them to have the horse euthanized.
KEMA News reached out to Visual Display's jockey, Vladimir Jensen, over social media to inquire about his injuries. However, he has not responded as of news time.
There's nothing indicated in the racing chart that he was injured, so it must have been something they discovered afterwards, which does happen. And they decided that it wasn't, you know, probably at his age, I'm guessing they decided they didn't want to spend the money to repair it.
Over the course of Visual Display's life, he earned his owner over $10,000 from racing. Arctic Fire, over $14,000. Horse racing in California is a $2.5 billion industry, contributing significantly to the state's economy through wagering, breeding, tourism, and employment. In 2010, the 114th Humboldt County Fair saw similar conditions to this year. It also featured 8 days of non-overlapped racing, a first for Ferndale. The total handle in 2010 was $10.8 million. And as Ray Hamill of HumboldtSports.com reports, we saw similar conditions this year. As for the first time since 2010, the Humboldt County Fair once again had the sole possession of the Northern California horse racing spotlight due to the Golden Gates Field racetrack in the Bay Area closing its doors after an 87-year run. This year also featured the most ambitious purse schedule in its history, highlighted by the $50,000 C.J. Hindley Humboldt County Marathon Handicap on the final weekend.
This is the first year where Golden Gate Field in the San Francisco Bay Area is not open. So the fair races are the only races happening in Northern California now. They are the sort of lowest level racing that happens, the lowest value purses, the lowest cost horses, so to speak. And these horses are transported really all around the Western United States on this fair circuit. So, for example, both of the horses who have died in this year's Ferndale races, Arctic Fire and Visual Display, had been transported all over the Western United States, you know, to race. And that certainly contributes to the stress.
While organizations like Hill Racing, Not Horses, are happy to see the closure of a major racetrack, Dr. Ferrero, the chair of the Horse Racing Board, fears that it could have a ripple effect, stating that revenues from that track were used to support important industry programs, including the Horse Racing and Safety Act, which protects the equine athletes.
And this is the second year in a row that they've had a decline in wagering. So I guess my point is people really aren't interested in seeing horses' lives, risks, and taken for mere gambling. And I think it's important for people to understand, you know, this is really an anachronistic industry. It's been on life support for decades, and the horses are paying for it. No legitimate sport would tolerate the death of, in this case, two of its athletes in 2 weeks of competition in just one venue. And at the state level in California, that's now 56 horses that we know of, and about 34 weeks of competition in 2024. Think about it. I mean, there in Humboldt, if you had two, let's say, football players at Humboldt State die in 2 weekends, what do you think would happen? I mean, there would be some kind of uproar and investigation.
In an attempt to discern why exactly we saw one of the deadliest years to date at the Ferndale track, we also reached out to Ray Pollock.
Publisher of the horse racing website Pollock Report, which was founded in 2008. And I have been involved with horse racing and thoroughbred racing publications for about 40 years or so.
Pollock has been covering horse races for over four decades. He also believes strides have been made to avoid preventable horse deaths.
What they do is they equate the number of fatalities per 1,000 starts. So if a group of horses start 1,000 times, what is the average number of fatalities? And since that database has started, they've collected a lot of knowledge about risk factors and how to reduce fatal injuries, and it's working. Last year was the safest year on record. The year before was the next safest year. So the number of fatalities is coming down. We would all like to get to zero. That's probably an unrealistic goal. You can't ever stop a horse from getting injured, but you can do a lot of things to reduce the risk that is part of racing.
He noted that the worst series of deaths in modern history actually happened in 2019, a catalyst for the positive change, after California's Santa Anita track saw 21 horses die, with rain identified as a factor. The Santa Anita track had a rate of 2.36 deaths per 1,000 starts. But comparing to Ferndale's track record, that rate is still two times greater. To further investigate, KMA News contacted the National Weather Service in Eureka, who confirmed that on August 23rd, the first day of horse racing, we saw record-breaking rain.
And we shattered the record on that 1.19 inches. And that's for the last, you know, the latter portion of August. That's pretty impressive for that amount of rain in August. And that's very highly, highly unusual.
In 2011, expert Mick Peterson co-authored the Racing Surfaces White Paper, which explored the link between racetrack surfaces and racehorse injuries. Peterson emphasized that track consistency, particularly moisture content, is crucial for horse safety, as horses perform best on even surfaces. At racing speeds of up to 38 miles per hour, a horse's hoof strikes the track at about 150 times per minute, making surface conditions and pre-race examinations critical for risk factors. So, KMA News reached back out to Mike Martin of the California Horse Racing Board and asked if he could clarify what stipulations or criteria would need to be met to deem a track unsafe due to weather conditions. such as an amount of rainfall. Via email, he stated that the horse racing board has nothing left to add, as, quote, the inclement weather policy on our website speaks for itself, end quote. However, according to their policy, under the category precipitation, the track superintendent is required to collect and maintain daily weather data, recording rainfall in a 15-minute increment during racing or training. For dirt tracks, a sealed or floated surface may be created, using specialized equipment to manage water runoff and provide a safe racing surface. After the rain, the track is harrowed and only jogging is allowed for at least 24 hours. No racing or training is permitted on any track deemed unsafe by the track superintendent or the board of stewards. Notably, it rained 1.19 inches on the day Arctic Fire died, and it's unclear which safeguards were in place, if any, as races continued the following day, seemingly going against their inclement weather policy. We also reached back out to Moria Kenny, the chief executive officer with the Humboldt County Fair, who has not returned our inquiry regarding the track treatments that may have occurred prior to the horse races. However, the meteorologist speculated.
My suspicion, it was probably still muddy, but the condition can vary depending on the soil type and the drainage. But generally, after an inch of rain, it's going to still be with a track or any field that has a lot of dirt in it's going to be really muddy. And it takes a while for that to, one, evaporate and or two, drain and filter down into further down. But like I said, depends heavily on the type of soil. And then how easily the field or track, you know, will drain. But my suspicion, like I said, without actually physically being there and seeing it with my own eyeballs, I can't say for sure.
Asking Ray Pollock for his expert opinion, he believes rain was a factor, but stated that most accidents are multifactorial. And he argues that horse racing is safer than ever.
The overall numbers, When you look across the entire country, when you look across the state of California, racing has done a lot to improve the safety of horses, really over the last 10 years, but it's really picked up in the last 2 or 3 years with the creation of the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, which mimics a lot of what the California Horse Racing Board was already doing and has been doing for a long time. There's been no regulatory agency in the country that has worked harder, in my opinion, than the California Horse Racing Board in presenting racing as safely as possible.
In addition to the 2 horse deaths at the Humboldt County Fair, 4 horses succumbed to their injuries at the Alameda County Fairgrounds, totaling 6 deaths within 2 months at county fairgrounds, which are less regulated than commercial tracks. Dr. Gregory Ferrero, the chairman of the California Horse Racing Board and veterinarian, is expected to discuss and issue more regulations on the hometown events at the next meeting of the California Horse Racing Board, which will take place on September 19th. You can learn more at chrb.ca.gov. KMA News will continue to share updates.